Minecraft.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
Crap.
God's name is going on in here. What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
Space. The final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission. To explore strange new worlds. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no man has gone before.
And we're back. Sorry about that, folks. Apparently the men in black don't like us talking about what we're talking about or something like that. Problems with the networks. Apologize for that. And now the podcast will be chopped into two sections. Ain't first time, probably won't be the last time. What do you think? Justin? You try not to think because it hurts, right?
Yeah, what are we thinking about? Thinking about the, is it going to happen again?
I hope not.
Probably it will. We can stay and hope and knock on wood, but.
Well, you know, that's how it goes.
Why
that's,
I don't want to think about it.
Justina said, why you break everything?
that was me.
Oh, that was you?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It seems like when you hit on certain subjects, people don't like it, and then suddenly you have network issues. This has been like a process I've been going through for as many years as the Mad Science Show's been going. There's always some sort of aggravation going on. But we just keep on rolling. I keep rolling with the punches, and we're still on air, so, hey, we'll do what we got to do. And I guess I'll just put two little half podcasts up there. So I don't know how far we were into that other one before it dropped out, but we'll be all right. So anyway, can you remember before we were so rudely interrupted what we were talking about?
I was talking about what was taking place with the sun and the earth. We know that the earth has an iron core, and iron holds an accumulative charge unless it has lots of edges.
Well, anytime you have two dissimilar metals as well, there's another factor to lie in there. There's where the thermoelectrics comes in, the two dissimilar metals, like the thermocouple.
I was going on the sun. The sun is providing with us energy, and Tesla says that that's the neutrinos. To me, the neutrinos is because the sun is carving a path, and the sun is in momentum, it's in direction. We're following behind it, and it's carving a path through the vacuum, and it's ice. The ice is melting, and we're an accumulator. We're accumulating the water, which is keeping us charged.
Well, however it works out, it still confirms to me we are standing in a sea of free energy. You know, I said I'm gonna prove it 150,000% beyond a shadow of a doubt. Energy's free. Now you talk about the generators and all that kind of stuff. I go, of course it's gonna cost you to get man to try to build something, but the technology's been there. You know what I mean?
It's always been there.
Yeah, but, you know...
History repeats itself. We just keep copying and pasting from what was left behind.
Way back in the 1800s, they were, you know, sending light with the photo phone. I had that link up, but doggone it, when it crashed on me, it popped down, so I'll just find it again.
Somebody asked me the other day why humanity has the obsession with space. Well, space is a vacuum, and we also have an obsession with vacuums, too. Look at the two biggest projects in the world. CERN and the International Space Station. They're both forms of vacuums. For the particle to accelerate, per se, for conversation's sake, it needs to be relieved. It needs to be on the integer side. In the natural medium that we're in, that would be the whole numbers. Everything we do is with brute force. We're making a field. When we deal with the vacuums, it is creating a pressure on in the inside of that magnetic field. It's pulling everything into it.
Well, that's the key, because I've been saying this all along. We don't need to use brute force to get the same effect, the same current flow that we use for electricity. We don't need to use a brute force to do it.
No, we need to change all of our math equations and formulas.
Well, you know, every time somebody comes out and talks like this, you know, they don't want folks to know that, you know, this stuff is possible. I mean, for blatantly obvious financial reasons. I mean, come on.
Doesn't the TV run on high frequency anyways?
Pretty much.
So why do we gear down to gear back up, per se?
Well, yeah, you got the energy coming in from the, like over here, 120 volts AC, you know, most houses are anywhere from 100 amp service to 200 amp service, and unless you're using three-phase electrical and all kinds of stuff, you know, like shops or something like that, you really don't need that much to go in there. You can take that same AC out of the current and change the frequency range of it, and use less to do the same amount of work. I know I sound crazy, but, you know, step back and look at the big picture. What's making it happen?
What happens is when we get more peak-to-peak voltage...
In the way that we use it, number one, if it's creating heat, then it's creating loss.
That's right.
So there's a failure right there. And as far as frequency ranges go, if it hurts, there's something wrong with it. You know, I've done a little bit of research on cold electricity. I mean, you could sit there and hang on to thousands of volts of electricity and it not even affect you in the least, you know, because it's not interacting with your own personal energy. You are a walking, doggone generator, man, thermoelectric generator, chemistry in there as well. You got salt in your blood. You got iron in your blood. So you're a walking battery.
I found this old patent. And it's two plates that go in the ground. And it has a PMH, which is an iron rod that's bent into the shape of a U with coil on each side. And it's a mechanical clock. And all you do is plug it into the ground. The PMH is the pulse. It's making the heartbeat. It's making the heartbeat the work. It bounces back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And all you plug it into is the ground. And this is totally mechanical. All the patents are there on the thing and everything on the internet.
Stephen Gibbons asked in the chat room, says, do we know the Earth has an iron core? Depends on who you ask. We can prove it as has a magnetic field, but what creates that is debatable in my view. That's what he said. I believe that we do have an iron core. I believe that it's spinning, and I believe that if it stops, we have a mess going on.
Well, if we didn't have an iron core, the permeability would run very slowly.
Well,
but sleeping no atmosphere.
Yeah, one has to ask also where all the magma from the volcanoes would be coming from, the pressure that's underneath there. You know, there's a whole lot. We can't go, we can't necessarily journey to the center of the earth. I seen that video called The Core. You remember that video? Did you ever see that movie?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool the way they did that. But, you know, and until we actually get down there to see what's what, you know, and all that kind of stuff, well, I guess there's going to be a lot of mysteries in science, you know. But regardless of all the mysteries right now, we got enough knowledge under our belts to understand that the Earth does certain things. The Earth has volcanoes. It has hot spots. It has cold spots.
And see, that's why they don't let us obsess over it, because then we will understand the effects of it, and then we will grow from there. We will progress. They don't want us learning of what our mother is, how she works. But when we say they, that would be we, because we are being ignorant.
Not me, man. I'm outside the box. I'm like trying to pull everybody else outside the box. Some people got 1 foot in the box and 1 foot outside the box. I'm trying to say, hey, look, get out that doggone box. Let's live it, man. Let's do it. We got all this potential and all these resources. Why ain't we doing it? You know? I'm like standing there shouting into the world, can't we all just freaking get along for Pete's sake? Because, you know, we got wars going on over oil and resources and everything under the sun, but nothing that we need to be fighting over. Seriously, there, you know, to fight over resources, it's just flat out ridiculous, because there are so many abundant resources on this globe. It's mind-boggling.
We're wasteful. Instead of taking your apple core and throwing it in the garbage, even if you're not going to want the apple trees in your yard, you should take them out to somewhere and plant them.
Yeah.
Whether it's beside the train tracks or the canal bank or near a river, take them and plant them, because somebody walking their dog can stop and have one.
Yeah, that's what being a good caretaker is all about, you know. And if we're going to be polluting up our waterways and all that kind of stuff, you know, then our future generations are going to have to suffer because of our shenanigans. Now, if we use some common sense and we learn how to work in harmony with nature, which we already know how to do it, we just don't do it.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't say hate, but... I got a maple tree, I live in Canada, and those darn keys that fall from that tree all over my grass, they bug me. But I don't throw them in the garbage. I take them and I bring them down to the town line tunnel, and the hills there are all bare, and I spread them out over there. I'm not, like, let the trees grow. We control how much they grow. We could all take seeds and plant them and regrow this wherever it's bare.
Yep, looks like we're having network troubles again. This is crazy. What did we say that made somebody mad? This is frustrating as hell.
I should look at the chat room what the questions were. Steven, could the magnetic field induction not create magma?
You want to keep them busy in the chat room for me for a while I try to reset all this stuff and get back with you?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. I'll mute my mic.